International transformation and success coach Myrna Morris Young delivers life-changing strategies as the host of the Mindset Transformations radio show and podcast. Myrna shares these strategies from success achieved in her own personal journey and by interviewing other best-selling authors and coaches. Each show gives you practical tips on living your best life now by changing your mindset to change your life. I am grateful that you have tuned in today from all over the world. I believe that the Spirit of God led you here so that you can receive insight, revelation, and knowledge to see the next step in front of you as God reveals His purpose and destiny in your life. And now, here's Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation radio show and podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna, and today we are speaking to a very special guest, Dr. Donovan Outen. Dr. Outen is going to be talking to us today on the topic, Unleashing Your Inner Greatness, a guide to overcoming obstacles and tapping into the person God meant you to be, and that means living your life on purpose. Welcome, Dr. Outen. How are you today?
I am good. Thank you. I am so excited to be here today.
Yeah, I'm very excited to be here, to be talking to you as well. The pleasure is definitely all mine. Now, in keeping with the theme of my show, I normally like to leave you, our audience, with a tip of the week from Coach Myrna, and then we will get into our subject today, Unleashing Your Inner Greatness. So normally what I try to do is to correlate my tip of the week with my guest's topic. So a couple of weeks ago, I listened to a sermon by my pastor, and he talked about three things, the three D's, desperate, determined, and dependent. You see, we need to have, in order for us to benefit from being desperate, determined, and dependent, we need to have a mindset shift, and that is basically what this show is all about. We see numerous times in the Bible when God promoted and elevated people who were either desperate, determined, or dependent on Him for victory, and we see that every miracle begins with a desperate problem. So to illustrate, I'm going to take you on a short journey to the story of Esther to illustrate. So the story of Esther begins with Ahasuerus, who is the ruler of the Persian Empire. He was holding a lavish banquet initially for his court and dignitaries, and afterwards for all inhabitants of the capital city, Shushan. On the seventh day, Ahasuerus orders the queen, Vashti, to come and display her beauty before the guests by wearing only her crown. Now, he was trying to have the girl parade around naked, and of course she refused. Furious, Ahasuerus had her removed from her position as queen and made arrangements to choose a new queen from a selection of beautiful young women throughout the empire. Of one of these was the Jewish orphan Esther. Now, after the death of her parents, Esther was fostered by her cousin Mordecai. She finds favor in the king's eyes and is crowned his new queen, which means she was the most beautiful of the bunch. Ahasuerus appoints Hanan as viceroy. Mordecai, who sits at the palace gates, falls into Hanan's disfavor as he refuses to bow down. Having discovered that Mordecai is Jewish, Hanan plans to kill not just Mordecai, but all the Jews in the empire. As the story unfolds, Esther, the Jewish orphan turned queen, used her place as queen to intercede with the king. Her desperation made her risk death because it was against the law to present yourself to the king unsummoned. as this was punishable by death. So we see in this story how determination, desperation, and dependence on God saved the lives of all the Jews from the Persian Empire. So the reason I chose that topic is because Dr. Elton is going to be talking to us today about determination and desperation in order for us to reach our goals and purpose in this world. So let's hear a little bit more about Dr. Donovan Elton. He is a powerful trainer, consultant, educator, and administrator with over 20 years' experience. He is the Associate Vice President of Academic Affairs at Webster University. Dr. Elton is a published author of two books, one of which is our topic today, Unleash Your Inner Greatness, A Guide to Overcoming Obstacles and Tapping into the Person God Meant You to Be. Dr. Elton writes books to inspire and motivate individuals to achieve greatness in their lives. His research focuses on developing young African-American students in higher education. He has also produced seminars, lectures, classes, assessments, and workshops throughout the United States and the Caribbean. Dr. Elton earned his doctorate degree in educational leadership from Nova Southeastern University, his master's in human resource and development, development and in administration from Barry University, and his bachelor's in psychology from Bethune-Cookman University. Well, welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and podcast, Dr. Elton. The pleasure is mine, and your topic is definitely one that will change mindset. So, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I am elated to be here today.
Okay, awesome. So let's dive right in, and I want to ask you our first question. I know that unleashing our inner greatness is your space. Can you tell our audience what does that mean and a little bit about why you chose that topic for your book?
Well, this has been a long time coming. You know, at some point in your life, we all come to crossroads. And if at that point you have to figure out what you're going to do, are you going to regroup or are you going to retreat? And my crossroads came, was about 15 years ago when I was buying and selling property. I had two businesses that I was running at the time, and the money was quickly accumulating. And for full disclosure, I know I was liquid over $200,000 cash in the bank because I was doing so well. And then it happened. The market turned. The property dried up. The money dried up. And that over $200,000 went down to $5.57 in my bank account.
Wow.
And so, as you can imagine, it literally tore me to pieces. And it wasn't that I did anything not responsible with the money. It was just one thing happened after the other, after the other. I got sued. It was a series of bad investments that didn't pan out. And that's where I found myself. And it was at that point I had to make a decision. Was I going to retreat or was I going to regroup? And retreating was not an option, even though I fell into that dark, deep place of despair. But instead of retreating fully, I regrouped. And I said, what did God create for me to do? What was the reason for me to go through this and learn this lesson? So at that point, I regrouped. And it was my goal to acquire everything that I lost. It was not going to happen overnight, and I knew it was not going to happen in a year or maybe 2 years, but it was my goal to get back everything that I lost and learn from my mistakes. So I had to look within, look at that man in the mirror, and say, because you have greatness inside of you, It's time for you to unleash it and overcome this obstacle.
My goodness. That's awesome. Wow. That is a really great story. And that is why I like asking that question, because everywhere we're at right now is because of things that happened in our past. And I love what you said. Yeah, you don't let things break you. A lot of people do. But what you said is, what is the lesson? What can I learn from the lesson? And I will tell you, that is exactly what everybody needs to do when they're in a storm, because God sends the storm to teach you something so that you can use to springboard yourself into, exactly as you said, understanding your purpose and working towards your purpose. Now, that is an awesome background, but I'm going to ask one more thing. So you said to yourself that you were going to get back everything. There's actually a scripture about that, getting back everything the Lotus has taken. So you just determined to get back everything that you lost. Now, bridge the gap for us into where you are today, because I know from your bio you're now a doctor. You are now heading up a university. What happened in between there?
A lot of bumps and bruises and curves in the road. But it was for me to go through that trial and to go through that tribulation to learn the process. There's no way in life that you can get through anything until you have to learn and endure the process. And that's exactly what I did. I had to develop a process for my life and set goals and achieve those goals one at a time. And that was part of the process. It was a stepping stone. I achieved a little bit. Then I learned from it. Then I achieved a little more success. Then I learned from it. And not only that, I had to learn that I could not do this by myself. I had to find a mentor to mentor me and guide me so I would not hit those big pitfalls. And that in itself was extremely valuable. And it was my mentors who helped pull me up and elevate me to the next status, from becoming a college professor to a dean, to a vice president, and following those steps and having people in your life who are positive to bring you up instead of pull you down was essential for me to get to where I am today.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, almost every show that I do, someone talks about a mentor. And I know we're both spiritual, so if I quote, you know, the Bible or so, I know that you would agree. But the Bible says the same thing, that we need two or more people sometimes in order for us. He didn't make us to be an island, that there's always someone, whether it's someone that's going to help you get to where you're going, someone that you can lean on, someone that mentors you, and you're right, stops you from sinking down and getting back up, because then it takes a lot longer. It's better if you have someone that can, you know, and that's where the coaching industry comes in as well. You know, a coach can help you, a coach mentor. So that is great. And almost every show, someone reaffirms that having a coach or a mentor in your life speeds up the process of, and makes it much shorter to victory. I'm assuming you're agreeing with that, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you are very spot on. You need that coach to push you. You need that coach to elevate you. You need that coach to challenge you in order for you to become better. There's not one sports team out there who doesn't have a coach, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
You need the guidance. You need the structure. You need the support, and you need the wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of times that it may be in you, but you need that coach to help pull it out of you.
Oh, that is so true. That is absolutely so true. Yeah, awesome. And I use another thing, where, you know, the law of attraction. And when anything that you focus on, then, of course, you bring it to you because you're focusing on it. You're not – it's not a goal or something that you – like, you didn't say, you know what, I want to get back everything that I lost. And you just have it in the back of your mind, you know, but you didn't do anything about it. When you actively work in getting back everything that you lost, you have a mentor, you take the steps, you set the goals. When you achieve one, you go to the next one. And that's how you do it. And that's that's another thing that coaching does. You know, you mentioned accountability and pushing and things like that, because it's, a lot of people are not self-motivated. I happen to be one of them, but there's a lot of people that are not self-motivated. Awesome. Now, we have started off very positively and very strong. Love your story. Let's take a quick station break, and we'll be right back to talk to Dr. Alton. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I'm your host, Coach Myrna, and we are speaking today to Dr. Donovan Alton. And Dr. Donovan is going to be talking to us about reaching deep inside and unleashing our inner greatness. So in the first segment, we heard the backstory of Dr. Alton and how he decided to focus on this particular topic. So let's dive a little deeper now and ask the question, so what are some of the obstacles to unleashing your inner greatness? Why do you think people struggle so much with that?
Well, I think it really begins with self. You know, we are human, and I work with one of my mentees not too long ago, and they told me, said, you know what, I have all the faith in the world. I pray about what's going to happen, but nothing ever really happens for me. Nothing transpires. And my response to her was, faith without work is dead. You have the faith that it's going to happen, but you're not putting in the work. You know, we want so many things in life, but rarely do people actually put in the work to get it. So part of your inner greatness is recognizing your weaknesses. And your weakness may be your determination. Where are you in life, and what are you putting forth to get what you really want? Are you really determined to get it? So one of the obstacles is determination. You know, people who want to lose weight. Well, if you're not determined to exercise 30 minutes a day, if you're not determined to alter your lifestyle or alter your eating habits, are you going to reach your goal?
No.
If you want a better job, are you going to put out 5 resumes a day? Are you going to go and get additional training? Are you going to learn from the expert? So that determination really means a lot.
Yeah, and what I have found that most people are not determined until they can understand their why. Have you found that as well?
Oh, absolutely. And that why, it is deeply rooted inside of you. But more importantly, and you may find this with some of your clients, is how do you pull out that why?
Yeah. And that's where we get to the desperation part, and I know you're going to talk about that too. But a lot of people don't get to their why until they are in that hole, like you were talking about. You know what I mean? When, you know, it has to take something where they've lost everything, or the doctor tells them that, you know, they're sick, or something happens, or, you know, maybe their children or whatever it is. It's got to be emotion, right?
Oh, absolutely. Everything's built off of emotion. I truly believe you do not want to wait till you hit rock bottom.
No, you don't.
To find your why. Because that is a lonely, dark place, and it's going to be much harder for you to pull that out when you are at your worst.
It's true. It's true. But you mentioned determination, and I know that a lot of times the majority of society don't move until they're in that deep, dark place. And you're right. Sometimes they don't recover from it, because that deep, dark place is very lonely. It takes a lot more effort to get out of it. You mentioned losing weight. You know, I have known, you know, personally that, you know, if you are 5-10 pounds over, you know, over your weight, then it's much easier to lose it than when you get to 100 pounds over your weight. You get my point? It just takes harder, and that's basically what happens. If you wait until you're in that dark hole, it takes supreme effort and more effort that most people are willing to give it, and that's why they fail. So, yeah, determination, and I like the one that you talked about, faith without works is hard. And, you know, I do a lot of reading and a lot of studying, and I have just understood how prayer works. I mean, it's, and I wouldn't get into it here, but a lot of times not only is faith without works is dead, but when you're praying, you have to believe. And if you don't believe, it's not going to happen. So.
I agree, and I truly believe that determination is having the will to move forward in spite of whatever obstacle, barrier, or difficulty that person might be facing at that time. You know, it's looking adversity in the face and not backing down. It's pushing forward with, you know, as much tenacity as you can muster. And we are a generation today of, you know, we want things instantaneous. We want the instant gratification. You know,
it's true. If somebody offers us a pill to do something, and you know, you see these
that magic pill.
There was a video going around on Facebook where this guy had a big belly, and someone told me the thing was, I don't know how true it was, it was just a gag, but there was a commercial that said that if you take this pill, then your belly is going to go down. And he's taking the pill and he's hitting his belly and it's still there.
But these
ridiculous ads, and they get people because they want the quicker, the faster, the pill. You rub it on and it goes, you know, the weight goes away. You just rub on this cream and it's really amazing. Yeah, so definitely determination, willpower. We can use a lot of words in that. You know, once you find your why, it's a bit easier for you to push through. But if you don't know your why, then you're actually never going to push through. So what are some of the other obstacles? I know we're talking about determination. What's another one?
Well, for me, another good one that I focus on is resilience.
I'm sorry,
you know,
what is it?
It's resilience.
Resilience, okay.
Yes. Right. How do you stand in the storm and stay there until it passes and be resilient enough to move forward after the pain?
Wow.
You know, and it goes back to the process. And part of the process is you have to endure, you know, no matter what you're going through, whether you are a female trying to have a baby for the first time or you are trying to open up a new business and you want to be a business owner and be self-employed and not depend on anybody else. Doesn't matter what it is. You have to endure the process and be resilient enough to stand there just long enough to move past that obstacle or that barrier.
Yeah. And how do you advise people to stand when it's every fiber in their body is telling them, you know, they can't take it? How do you advise them?
You know, and for me, I go back biblical. You know, you fall 7 times, you stand up on that 8th time. You know, you have to lean on something greater than you. You have to believe in something greater than you, that whatever is out there is for you. And as long as you have that belief, and that is a hard thing to hold on to because belief comes within. It's not tangible. It's not something that you can touch. It's not something that you can buy. It's not something that you can create. It is within you. It is a mindset. It is a culture. It is what is deeply rooted. So you have to believe in that and be resilient enough to say that if I stand here long enough, I will get through.
Wow, that's powerful. That is powerful. And you know that one of the scriptures that I stand on, because it talks to this exact same trait, is everything works out for your good. In fact, I say that every morning. you know, the scripture that says, God says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you. And the other one is that everything works for your good. But, yeah, it takes that strong faith and it takes that belief. And usually people get that when God has shown up for them in the past somewhere. He has made a way out of no way in some, you know. But I don't know if you just get that belief without actually seeing God in action. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. But resilience, to me, is one of the most important emotional intelligence competencies a person can have, because it goes back to what you talked about earlier. It's emotional. But now we're talking about emotional intelligence.
Okay.
You know, it's having, being cognizant enough to know, one, right from wrong, to know that the possibility can happen. Because if you have that negative vibe, and you just talked about this a little while ago, negativity draws negativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we talk about cancer, one cancer cell can kill somebody, because cancer spreads like wildfire.
Yeah.
But what about positivity? If you are positive and you believe that something is going to happen, and you have that faith that it will happen, and you work toward for it to happen, then it's not that hard to be resilient. You know, resilient people choose to be optimistic.
Yeah.
They choose to have a positive attitude. They are more flexible in any situation. They let things roll off of their back. Do you agree?
Yeah, like a duck. I believe that, yes. But what I was asking is, because I'm learning from you at the same time, so this is not only for my audience, it's for me as well. But do you find that people achieve this resilience without having being in that storm and seeing God bring them through? Or do you think they can just theoretically believe that
I truly
can
believe
for them? Huh?
Right. I truly believe you have to go through some stuff.
Okay, yes.
Yes, you have to experience some stuff. You know, this is grown folk business now. you have to have your heart broken in order to realize that there's love out there.
I love it. I love it. Well, that's been my experience. And I was just checking to see if, you know, because you've studied this, that if that's what you find. Okay, all right. Yep. And I remember talking to one of my clients. You know, she made this comment that if you haven't been through something, if you're not a warrior or whatever, you can't go talking to her about her life. You know what I mean? People feel that way. That, yeah, you have no right to tell me what to do if you haven't been through it. Now, you know, we also know that you don't have to jump off a bridge or jump off a building to know that if you fall to the ground, you'll splash. But... In certain things, yeah, you have to, in order for you to know for sure that and believe that it can happen for you, you've had to have your right. You have to have either your heart broken, or you've been someplace where you called on God and he answered, or you have to experience it in some form before you get this unbending faith, right? So
absolutely, and from there, I would say that you need to find meaning and purpose in your struggle.
Okay.
That is vitally important. And for me, knowing is not enough. You must be willing to give and sacrifice 100%. And there, in this day and time, a lot of people do not want to sacrifice.
No.
You know, what are you willing to give up in order to get ahead and get something greater?
You know, I do a lot of blogging. I do the show a lot, and I read a lot, and almost everything my guest tells me, I can respond to it. You know, I have, one of the things that I live by is sacrifice. And I remember talking to people about, you talked about jobs and wanting to get a better job or something. But you know something? I bet you any money that if I were to go to, 10 people and say, I have a better job for you, but you have to drive an hour, they will tell you, oh, that's too far. You know, they're looking for something right around the corner. They're not willing to sacrifice anything, and it doesn't work that way. you know, when I wanted, you know, my husband, Leon, yeah, he drives used to drive 2 hours to work. I used to do the same thing, too. You know, because we're willing to do that sacrifice. Yeah, and you know, he would tell me how, you know, he was, when he wanted to, he would sleep for 20 minutes a night so that he can go to school. Yeah, what are you willing to sacrifice? And if you're willing to sacrifice, then you will make it. If you want it all handmade to you and in a pill form, it's not going to happen. But that's good. Yes.
You're absolutely right. That magic pill does not exist.
Right. Okay. All right. So so we've got determination. We've got resilience. What else do you find are obstacles to unleashing your inner greatness?
Another key one is for me is faith. And
faith,
yes. And I interpret faith is having the knowledge within your heart and is beyond reach of evidence that there is something bigger and greater for you. If you do not believe that, you know, that God Almighty has something greater for you, then you're stuck. If you feel that you are destined to be exactly where you are today, then you are stuck.
Yeah.
If you feel that, you know, that your blessings are not on the way, you are stuck. You have to have the faith of something bigger and greater than you and knowing that it could happen tomorrow, it could happen next week, or it could happen next year. It's not on your time, but you have to have the faith to believe that it is coming.
Wow, that's good. Now, I use a different word to describe that. I use purpose, but you're saying have faith in your purpose, I'm getting.
Absolutely. A friend of mine, and this is just a personal story, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And obviously it devastated her, and I watched her go through the transformation. And I mean, but the one thing, even though her body was deteriorating, her faith never wavered.
That's good.
She went and got the chemotherapy, and this was a grueling process of over 12 months. And today she's in remission, and it's been
oh, wow.
5 years. And she has gotten her life back. So while her body may have suffered,
wow,
her faith never wavered. And she believed that she was going to get better, and she did.
Wow. That is good. That is very good. Yeah, because that faith can also heal your body, you know. Yeah, and that's basically what it's all about. When you have faith that, you know, not definitely what the doctors are saying, but if you have faith in God that, you know, you have not, you're tying it into the fact that she had faith that God wasn't done with her yet, that maybe he, you know, something that I say to myself every morning, that God has begun a good work in me, and, you know, he's going to see it through. So that's, you know, that's the faith we're talking about. She's, you know, she's probably saying to herself, you know, I have faith that God will heal me because I have work to do, right? Is that what you're saying?
And it's just not in yourself, having faith for yourself. But a coworker of mine yesterday said that her husband went in for a physical because he wasn't feeling well, and they found 3 masses on his lungs.
Oh my.
And, you know, so they did a biopsy, and the results haven't come back yet. But in sitting with her and talking with her and seeing her strength, her resilience, and for her to say that whatever the outcome, we will be okay. We will handle it if it's
so
benign,
beautiful.
Or we will handle it if it's
wow.
cancerous.
Huh.
That right there, it gave me chills.
I know. It's given me chills, too. That is beautiful. You know, she's saying, whatever it is, we'll be okay. Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. Yeah.
And that is because it's not even the faith that she has within herself. She has faith in something else that is going to heal her husband. Or whatever that, if it is or is not something, they will deal with it together.
Wow.
That you're right. That was so powerful.
And, you know, her husband is so great to have a woman like that because if he was weak, then he can hold on to her strength and find hope. And that's basically what you said earlier. You hook up with people that you can lean on. You hook up with somebody that can push you. You hook up with someone that they can be your strength when you are weak. And, you know, it could be God, but it's, you know, it's nicer if it's your spouse.
Isn't that what it's all about when you get married, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to actually live it.
It's true. And a lot of people they want the good times. You know, they run at the first sign of trouble. That's the culture that we're in right now. Yeah, so that is a good one. All right, so a fate never wavering. I know that you give me a couple more. You talked about passion and also destiny. Do you want to touch on those?
Oh, absolutely. When I think of passion, you know, passion does not appear overnight. It is something that has been dwelling inside of you for a number of years. I can take it in many different directions. I have personal friends who, they were passionate about sports, they were passionate about football, and their whole goal, the whole point in life was to make it to the NFL, and they did. But what their passion did was fuel them when everybody else left practice. They were still out there running. When everybody else left practice, they went into the weight room. So they put in the time because they were passionate about what they wanted to do. I could think of another friend who wanted to be an attorney. He failed the bar 4 times before he actually passed. But he was passionate about what he wanted to do and where he wanted his life to go. So no matter how many times you fail, if you're passionate about it, keep going after it, because it is your passion that drives you.
Yeah. We were talking a couple days after the Super Bowl, and, you know, I heard some of the interviews, and the guys were saying, oh, I just love this game. You know, there's no other game that I would play. Those guys are passionate. You know, Tom Brady, all the good things that were said about him before the game, how, you know, one of the commentators were saying that it was March, and he went to a function with him, and Tom Brady was saying he can't take a drink because he's training. So, and these are the things you're talking about passionate, right? He works incredibly hard. He's, he practices now, like if he is, they said, like if he is a first-round draft pick, and he's been in the business, 10 years or something, and he still has that passion and still has that drive to be better. And that's basically what passion is about. That is awesome. And you know, passion is what fuels you to be determined. You know, it's we can combine all these traits together. It all goes in the same direction. You know, if you have resilience, if you have passion, if you have determination, you're going to get to where you're going. And I guess the last one is destiny, right? How do you tie that in?
Oh, destiny is already predetermined. You know, it has already determined our outcome. You know, but God gives us the will for us to go either way. But he already knows the outcome.
Yeah.
If you believe in your heart that you're going to acquire something and you are destined to have it, my advice is to walk towards your destiny. It's not going to be easy. You're going to have those crooked roads. You're going to come at a crossroads. You're going to come over bridges. Are you going to go over the bridge, or are you going to swim in the moat to get to the other side? You know, but if you are destined to have it.
You're obviously a very visual person. I like that.
If you are destined to have it, you know, it will be yours.
Yeah, well, I like that, too. You know, God, you know, you were all predestined with a purpose, but God gives us the free will, and, yeah, you cannot achieve your purpose like Samson. You might, you know, decided that you don't want to do it, it's too hard, and you go the other way or something like that. But, yeah, if you believe, again, that you are predestined and you've got a purpose, then and you want to make a difference in the world, whether it's for yourself, for humanity, for your kids, or whoever it is your why is, then, yeah, I mean, even when it does, I love that one. I'm going to use it. Even when there's not a bridge to walk over, you'll swim. You'll get dirty. You'll trek through the mud.
and that is so true. And I believe that destiny is a ripple effect. What you do in your life touches other people's lives. What you do as an adult and the decisions that you make for your children early on is going to have an effect on their lives 20 and 30 years from now.
Yeah. It's very true. My own personal story is, you know, we adopted twin girls, and their mother had 5 children, and all 5 of her children were taken away from them, you know, and contacted her recently, or she contacted me recently, wanting to have a part of her girl's life. And you know, I'm thinking to myself, look what you've done to ruin 5 kids' lives, 5 of them, you know, because whatever she was doing, she didn't think about them, right? And they are suffering, all of them, you know, because, you know, being adopted and being in the foster care system and everything, and that ripple effect is going to pass on to even generations because, you know, they're broken kids and, you know, they may or may not recover. We're trying as best as we can to heal that brokenness. But, yeah, everything that you do in life is a ripple effect, whether it's your children, whether it's your spouse, you know, your friends. Yeah, we're not islands, like I said originally. We're all connected to something. And you can be positive and influence it in a positive way, or you can influence it in a negative way. Yeah, and we all know people that goes around with a lot of pain from what someone else has done to them.
You know, after this past Olympics, I actually could have wrote this book on one person that I saw there that really embodied Unleashing Your Inner Greatness, Simone Biles.
Oh, really?
So when we started,
oh, my goodness.
So think about this. When we first started this conversation, we talked about determination. Do you think that young lady was determined?
Yeah.
We talked
and
about resilience.
And I use her as every time my kids do something, because they're about the same age, right, and I know that they like her, I use, did you think Simone Biles would have done that? I'm glad that you brought her up, because, yeah, what a positive role model. Yeah, but anyway,
absolutely.
Go ahead, sorry. Mm-hmm.
And she was resilient. She's been doing this since the age of 4. And even going through probably being the only little African-American child in that gym, she stayed. And you could tell she's passionate about it because every time she talks about gymnastics, she lights up. And so which leads to destiny. I mean, she was destined to be where she was in the Olympics to get those gold medals that she earned.
Well, she was also gifted because I heard her grandmother say that at 3 years old she can do cartwheels and all that. So she came with her predefined purpose, like you're talking about destiny. And she didn't let circumstances – I mean, I heard her story, and there's a time that she went through the dark places of being adopted and her parents and all that stuff. But she pushed through it because that's what happens with kids, you know, when they found out that, you know, their parents didn't want them or whatever – they go through this self-worth thing, and I'm glad for her, hers didn't last long because she was still with her grandparents, so it's not as hard. But, yeah, that's she's a great role model, and she worked every day, all day. You know, she's a perfect role model. You know, I say to my kids all the time, I mean, if you want something, do you think that Simone Biles looked at boyfriends and she looked at popularity and she looked at all these different things? No. She looked at her goal and she worked towards it.
Absolutely. And she accomplished what no other female has done in the history of gymnastics.
Yes.
So,
yes.
that was very powerful. She really
it was very powerful.
Unleashed her greatness.
Yep, and she was like a Tom Brady. Everybody knew that unless she really messed up, she was going to win. She went in there where everybody's saying, you know what, this girl is phenomenal. She's awesome. You know, she's going to walk away with 5 gold medals, you know, unless something crazy happened, you know, and I think, you know, something crazy happened than one when she fell off the balance beam but still didn't hurt her that much. Awesome. Well, we are having a fabulous conversation. Now, before we take our second break, did you want to say anything else about on your topic of unleashing the inner greatness, how to overcome obstacles and tap into the person you were meant to be? I know we talked about the obstacles, but do you want to say anything else on that subject?
I will say this, is that, you know, my book is one that gives examples of people from every segment, whether it was passion, destiny, determination, and it gives good examples. But what it also does is it gives exercises for you, you know, for you to be able to build trust, not only within yourself but with other people. And there are exercises within the book to say, how do I get from point A to point Z? I don't even, going to point B, C, and D, that's just a part of the process. But you know where you are now. How are you going to get yourself to the end? And you have to be able to see it. And you have to be able to believe that at the end of your story, that there's success.
Nice. Yes. All comes back to that word, believe. Awesome. And, you know, that's what coaches do. Coaches help you get from where you are today to where you want to be tomorrow. And I know you also coach and mentor. So, excellent. Okay, so we will be right back with Dr. Donovan Elton. Stay tuned for a final segment.
If you are listening to this broadcast, it means that you are hungry for growth, hungry for change, hungry for insights, revelation, and knowledge. Whatever you need in your life, you will receive it today. For the past 20 years, Myrna has been an entrepreneur. As past CEO of Royal Livery Limousine Service and now CEO of MyHelps Coaching and Consulting Services, Myrna has achieved good success. Awarded Entrepreneur of the Year, Myrna knows what it takes to help you be successful. Myrna helps her coaching clients to design a practical plan to close the gap of where they are today and where they would like to be tomorrow. In business, relationships, health, or career goals. That is why Myrna is offering a free one-hour strategy session valued at $150, totally free. No strings attached. If you are listening right now, go to www.MyrnaYoungHelps.com/contact.us and sign up now for a free session with Coach Myrna. She has helped business owners and other clients just like you overcome their obstacles and set them on a path to success. Take advantage of this offer today. Go to www.MyrnaYoungHelps.com/contact.us right now.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. We have been speaking today with Dr. Donovan Elton, the author of Unleashing Your Inner Greatness, a guide to overcoming obstacles and tapping into the person God meant you to be. Now, Dr. Donovan, in your bio, you mentioned the fact that you work predominantly with African-American youth. What advice would you give them as we wrap up our show today on being determined and staying the course? Because we know that, you know, our African-American youth have some, you know, different challenges than maybe their, you know, their, you know, Caucasian counterparts. So what advice would you direct specifically to that group?
Well, I've been working with youth since 2000, so for the last 17 years. And in that time, I've realized what they do appreciate is honesty. They appreciate that direct approach. And what I tell them is what I remember Papa Pope said was, you have to be twice as good as the other person to get half of what they get. And I preach that to them.
That is still true
today? That is still true today.
Wow.
You know, that in order to be great, we just can't, you know, be at the status quo. We can't no longer just settle for A's in school or, you know, I just get the average increase on my job. No, you have to be better than everyone else. You have to aim higher. You have to stay longer. You have to push yourself. You know, as black people, we've been doing it since, you know, we came to this country. We've endured.
Yeah.
You know, we've overcome. We've improvised. We've adapted. But it doesn't stop now. You know, we have a target on our back since the day we were born. But we've never gone away. And I want them to realize that. You know, just because you were born black, that means you were born beautiful. That means you were born unique. That means that the people who came before you sacrificed for you to get to where you are today. And it would be a travesty if we didn't continue that going forward. So you were born and designed to be great. You are here for a purpose. And to me, it doesn't matter if you're 15 years old or if you're 45. It's never too late to be better.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I'm glad I closed with that because you're giving me chills on that. I can tell that you were passionate about that because you sent all this positive energy when you were talking about that. Yeah, it is a shame that, you know, our black youth has to be twice as better, twice as good to get ahead. You know, we definitely need to be working to fix that because that's not fair. I mean, you should just need, yeah, anyway. So, but, you push harder. We're seeing that, you know, in sports and some other fields where the black youth's excelling. But we also, they also need to excel in the academic fields. And one way to do that is to push yourself. Yeah, so very good. All right. And that, my friends, is how you unleash your inner greatness, how you tap into the person that God meant you to be because you were predestined. God gives you the willpower to choose your own path, but once you tap into what you're here to do, it pushes you, it motivates you, and you unleash the power within from belief. So, Dr. Donovan Uden, it was out in Surrey. It was a pleasure talking to you. I learned a few things myself from you. So I'm sure that our audience, gleaned a lot from our conversation. So thank you for being on the show. As we wrap up, just wanted to ask you, how can the audience get in touch with you if they wanted to have any kind of mentoring and personal coaching from you, especially your African-American youth?
Well, first of all, let me say thank you for inviting me on the show. It has been educational. It has been edifying. It has been very great. I'm honored to get the invite and to share with you today. And for those who want to reach out to me, you can reach me at droutten24@gmail.com, and that is droutten24@gmail.com.
Awesome. All right. Well, yes. Great conversation. I love it. This is the space that I'm in, helping my audience live their best life now, helping them to achieve their purpose and their mission in this world. And that's basically what the show is about, by transforming their minds. So until next time, thank you for tuning in to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. If you wanted to listen to this broadcast again or to any of my past recordings, check me out on either YouTube by looking for My Helps, which is MYHELPS, or on my iTunes podcast and just look for either Coach Myrna or Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna. So once again, thank you for tuning in, and you guys have yourself a blessed evening.